Patrick Bet David, if you've been exposed to the world of high ticket entrepreneurship like Alex Ramosi and Andy Elliott, then you may have heard of this gentleman as well. PBD is an Armenian American who has served in the US military and has used a rags to riches narrative to position himself as this guy who came from nothing, built it all, and is now going to teach you how to do the same thing. I found PBD because of this particular video.
Okay, so what exactly do you guys do?
So we, say for example, I meet him, okay? And I say, so what do you do? I'm doing XYZ. Are you happy with your job? Not.
Why can't you just answer the question? What exactly do you do?
Okay, so let's do this. Let's say I meet him. I ask, what do you do? Are you happy with your job?
Dude, this guy to the ends of the earth and back.
Okay, so.
And just like this guy, I had the same reaction. And that got me thinking. What does PBD actually do? What is Valuetainment? What is the PBD podcast? So I did a little bit of research, and as a podcast producer, I know a thing or two about figuring out the strategy behind the podcast. And that is the strategy that nobody else sees. And I almost know for certain, in this case, we did not see this one coming. So here is my reaction to PBD podcast. Today, I'm not reacting to the actual content of the podcast. I'm breaking down the business model behind it. This is not a business model that is obvious. This is not a business model that Patrick Bet David even talks about. If you ask him what he does for a living, he has a non-answer, right? He answers your question with a story that doesn't answer the question, right? So whenever somebody has an indirect answer to their business or what they do for a living, you know there's a reason why they don't want to tell you. And that's what I'm here to do today. I'm going to expose how Patrick Bet David actually makes money. I will let you know if I have an opinion or if I have a fact, but everything here is based on research that is publicly available. I did not go into any specific archives or any specific documentation that you wouldn't necessarily have access to. So let's get started. The first reality when it comes to the PBD podcast is that this podcast is not a podcast just to have a podcast. And what I mean by that is this is not the Joe Rogan Experience. This is not the Tim Ferriss Show. This is not even Call Her Daddy, which you could say, you know, is a podcast just to make money. But this one is literally a front. Patrick Bet David's podcast is a front for multiple companies that PBD either owns, is a managing director of, or has interests tied to. And that's not to say that PBD is being deceptive, though he's been very deceptive in the past when it comes to explaining what he actually does. I mean, the name of his company was People Helping People. It doesn't get more fucking ambiguous than that. And companies with names like People Helping People typically sell the one thing that everybody loves to buy. Insurance, and I'm going to get back to that. But the first thing that you have to know here when it comes to the PBD podcast is that this podcast is generating attention on purpose for a specific business model that is not obvious or even advertised on the outside. So that is step one. So now that you know that the podcast is the marketing engine behind another business, what is that business? Well, that business is called the Vault Conference. This is a legitimate business conference that Patrick Bet David puts on every single year. He has celebrities like The Rock, cultural celebrities, and also other business celebrities there to essentially help you in your business. It's a paid ticket. It's a standard business conference, right? Where they promise you networking. They promise you to learn how to grow your business. This is not weird. This is totally normal. Tons, thousands, millions of people probably even host conferences every single year. And this is legit normal, right? But the PBD podcast is the marketing engine for this conference. But that's not really the truth. PBD himself is really the brand that funnels through the podcast. The podcast is the way to capture attention, right? The podcast connects PBD's personal brand with cultural issues that are happening in real time and in the world, right? And then this attention that's generated from both of these then gets funneled to what's called the Vault Conference. Now, at the Vault Conference, guess who's there? At the Vault Conference, there are a lot of people there from this company called People Helping People, PHP, in which PBD is a part owner slash managing director of. So PBD actually sold PHP in a huge deal. He got a large sum of money, and now he's a director at that company. So he's helping with the operations, right? But really in simple form, the fact is PBD is the advertising arm of PHP, which is a company he formerly owned, and another company, which I'm about to get to. So we have PBD's podcast as the marketing engine, right? That's how PBD can tie himself to cultural issues that get a lot of attention. And then that attention is then funneled to what's called the Vault Conference, which is a business conference where PBD runs this conference where there's actual celebrities, business celebrities, right? Okay. So from there, the Vault Conference, this is where it basically ends. There is no direct sales pitch at the Vault Conference that leads you to People Helping People, which is the life insurance company that PBD has a stake in. Again, he's not the full owner. He sold most of the company and now he's just working for them as his personal brand, right? That was the deal that they made, that he was going to be able to advertise this company, something like that, in exchange for selling this company off. So his role is simply just be the personal brand. All right, so now that we know, number one, what valuetainment really is, it's a funnel for these companies that PBD has a stake in, whether that's The Vault, People Helping People, or Integrity Marketing Group, who bought People Helping People. Great, we got that. Now, number two, we know where this is going. It's getting funneled into one of the three companies, whether that's The Vault or People Helping People or the Integrity Marketing Group. And then third, this is how it all connects together. So how do you actually make money from this, right? PBD's getting all of these views, right? He's almost at 1 billion total views on YouTube, right? He's telling you that this is just to help you. This is, you know, to show you, have these incredible interviews with people. And the content's pretty good. Most of the content is really good. I'm not going to say it's not. If it wasn't good, it wouldn't get so many views, right? But where's the play here, right? That's what we're looking for. Where's the play here? Okay, so step three in the equation. PBD creates videos, right, that have to do with the American dream. They have to do with making money. They have to do with earning a living, right? And if you listen to that first clip that we played, you'll notice that he's playing out a scenario in which you're going to tell him or one of his reps or associates that you don't really like this life that you're living and that you want to make more money and you always wish that you could make more money and, you know, own your own home and do all these things. Now, what the solution is to become a life insurance agent for PHP. Right? So that's why PBD has all this media, this huge YouTube channel, these millions going on to billions of views, is because he also creates content that shows you, right, showcases that you can become an agent, right, of PHP, and they don't call it life. He doesn't on purpose call it life insurance, because people who sell life insurance have it. There's a connotation associated with that. And he, you know, dances around it. But in reality, PBD is just the advertising arm of a life insurance business. So yes, he is a podcaster. Yes, he is an entrepreneur. Yes, he has an incredible origin story. He has, you know, millions of fans. He runs a legit conference that's actually good. There's no weirdness tied to it, right? That's a legit conference without a sales pitch to become a life insurance agent. But it shows right here, which I'll show you. Following the multi-nine-figure acquisition of PHP Agency, BetDavid became a managing partner at Integrity. In this capacity, he acts as a key leadership figure and industry icon within the Integrity Partner Network. Integrity leverages BetDavid's status as a social media icon with millions of followers to fulfill its mission of innovating the insurance industry. His personal brand, built on the American Dream narrative, is used to inspire and recruit a new generation of agents into the Integrity ecosystem. So there you have it. PBD is a front for selling you on selling life insurance. And that's it. There's nothing illegal. He's not breaking the law. Is there a little bit of deception? Yes. If you can't just come out and say you sell life insurance, that's a problem. Am I mad at this from a podcast producer's perspective? No. I actually like PBD. I've seen much worse. And what I don't like is people advertising something that ends up being something else, similar to a pyramid scheme. I'm not saying this is one. Would I like for him to be more upfront and honest about what it really is and what he really does, which I just went through? Yeah, I really would. And so, PBD, you're not watching this, but if you are, just say you sell life insurance, man. What's the problem with that? Thank you so much for joining me on this. This has been a fun journey to uncover all of this because it was difficult, because it's not actually stated on the outside. So I had to do a little bit of digging. I used Gemini. So that's where I got all of this information from, as well as all of the sources. So you can do exactly what I did if you want to learn more. And you can just type in, hey, how does PBD make money? And what are all the companies he's affiliated with? And you're going to get the same information as I did. So this is another episode of Podcast Producer Reacts. Today, we have reacted to PBD Podcast, Valuetainment, and Patrick BetDavid. If you would like to watch another Podcast Producer Reacts, we have Alex Hormozi and Chris Williamson here on the end screen. So make sure you click on that. If you're listening on the podcast audio, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.